Governor J.B. Pritzker blames Trump after Charlie Kirk assassinated. President's rhetoric often foments violence. By Warner Todd Houston on September 10, 2025. In the immediate aftermath of the shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk on Wednesday, Illinois left-wing Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker decried political violence while accusing President Donald Trump of fomenting it, despite Pritzker's own recent history of incendiary comments. The extremist governor was appearing at the FabTech Exposition at Chicago's McCormick Place Expo Center when he was asked by a member of the press about the shooting and murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, which had occurred only moments before Pritzker stepped to the microphones. After being asked his thoughts on the shooting in Utah, Pritzker had a quick word of sympathy for Kirk's family, but then went straight to blaming conservatives and Donald Trump. "Charlie Kirk has become a target for somebody. I don't know whether it's political violence, because I don't know who did it," Pritzker disingenuously said. "But I will say that political violence, unfortunately, has been ratcheting up in this country," he continued. "We saw the shootings, the killings in Minnesota. We've seen other political violence occur in other states. And I would just say, it's gotta stop. And I think there are people who are fomenting it in this country. I think the president's rhetoric often foments it," he said. He went on to claim that January 6 was political violence despite the fact that the only people killed were two Trump supporters. "We've seen January 6 rioters who clearly have tripped a new era of political violence," he added. "And the president, what did he do? He pardoned them. I mean, what kind of signal does that send to people who want to perpetrate political violence? Not a good one. This is the same governor who has been doing a lot of fomenting of his own lately." At the end of August, Pritzker took to the mics to threaten federal troops and his own National Guard troops with retaliation after President Trump floated the idea of sending federal forces into Chicago to try and put a halt to the constant mass shootings every week in the Deep Blue City. "To any federal official who would come to Chicago and try to incite my people into violence as a pretext for something darker and more dangerous, we are watching, and we are taking names," Pritzker warned. This, of course, was a wild-eyed mischaracterization of any plans Trump has had for federal law enforcement actions in Chicago. "There has been no evidence that ICE or any of the National Guard units Trump has deployed thus far creating any sort of violence. Their mere presence and their efforts to do their jobs are not violence, and any violence that has occurred has come from the Democrat-allied groups attempting to prevent federal officials from doing their legal jobs." In another open threat, Pritzker took to his social media to proclaim, "If you hurt my people, nothing will stop me, not time or political circumstance, from making sure you face justice." Meanwhile, there have been 1,152 people shot in Chicago and 208 murdered so far this year. That is on top of the 2,444 shot and the 610 murdered just last year, along with similar records each year over the last 10 years. Charlie Kirk himself even warned of the assassination culture that has sprung up on the left, leading so many regular, average, everyday Democrats to say that political violence and murdering your political opponent is a legitimate tactic. Assassination culture is spreading on the left. 48% of liberals say it would be at least somewhat justified to murder Elon Musk. 55% said the same about Donald Trump, Kirk wrote in April. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.